Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Right now, we have Mayor Kerry Underwood, Mayor of Tuscumbia, Alabama, to share his Muscle Shoals Boutique Air experience.
My wife and I, we were flying from here to Atlanta, which is a very fantastic trip to go from one to the other at such a great rate. In that route was just a casual, comfortable environment, which sometimes flying is not casual and comfortable. During that time, we just got to visiting with the pilot and the co-pilot. Come to find out, it was a husband and wife team. And it's hard to put into words how that gave us a comfort level, but just knowing that there was a family that was flying the plane, having normal conversations as we were interacting with them, made it feel like home. And for me, this Shoals area is home, and knowing that there was someone who had that same sort of mentality and that same interaction between husband and wife going from one airport to another gave everybody on that plane, including myself, a comfort level that I really can't put into words. When we say this is boutique air, it's also very unique in that it is very hometown and personable. And to me, that matters when you're flying.
To plan your boutique air experience, go to boutiqueair.com. That's boutique air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
This is the beginning of a new day. God has given me this day to use as I will. I can waste it, or I can use it for good. What I do today is very important because I'm exchanging the day of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving something in its place I have traded for it. I want it to be gain, not loss, good, not evil, success, not failure, in order that I shall not forget the price I paid for it.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. And right now I have a guest on the line with me that has been on the show several times so far. I consider him a friend and his wife, Kathy. It's Chris Lanfear, and we're talking about his daughter, Haley, and we use the hashtag HaleyStrong. No matter what you are going through in life, always HaleyStrong. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Chris Lanfear.
Well, Mark, thank you for having me again. I honestly feel like a celebrity now. Like every time I come on the show, I just feel like a celebrity.
Well, Chris, you know, remembering Haley and carrying on her legacy, she was a little celebrity and she continues to make a difference in the lives of others. And that's so important that you and Kathy both have the opportunity, a unique opportunity, to do things for others in honor of Haley using HaleyStrong as the theme. And I'm really impressed with the work that's been done and think that you and Kathy are doing a great job given the circumstances of losing a daughter.
It's one of those that at first I didn't know how I could do it, but I just thought of an idea. I said, you know what? She fought her whole life. She was basically my superhero, basically my inspiration. I never dreamed in 1,000 years that I would be a dad, and she changed that. And the way she just fought and the way she just carried on through life, always smiling, never had a care in the world. You know, I wanted to carry on her legacy. I wanted to carry on her memory, and what better way to do that than hashtag HaleyStrong. And it's been a worker for a lot of people. We get a lot of messages from people, you know, hey, I was having a really rough day. Nothing seemed to be going right. I looked at my bracelet that I was wearing, the red hashtag HaleyStrong, and my day just seemed to get better. And we get messages from people, you know, hey, like I said, we were having a bad day, and I thought about your little girl, and I thought about how she used to smile every time I saw her, and it just brightened my day, and my day just got so much better. And that's all we really want to do, is just tell people, you know, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the struggles may be, as long as you just stay strong and stay HaleyStrong, you can get through anything.
Haley was a child of Children's. She went through Children's Hospital in the Birmingham area. For those who don't know about Haley and what she went through, what was the battle that Haley fought?
When she was born first, she was born at 32 weeks. She weighed 2 pounds, 10 ounces. A lot of people do not know this, but the day she was born, her heart rate was actually at a 5, I think they said it was, when she was born. She came out, and the doctor patted her 2 times on the butt. She started crying, and the amazing part is she didn't need any oxygen, and she was in an incubator for the first 2.5, 3 months of her life. She had what they called aortic valve stenosis, where a normal aortic valve just beats in rhythm. Hers would not beat in rhythm, as they called it, so they had to go in with a balloon and check to see if, you know, how it was working and if they could open her airways up a little bit so her heart rate could beat. And they did that just one time. The doctors told us, you know, hey, she wouldn't have to do it again until she was an adult. And June 27th of 2016, she suffered the first of 2 heart attacks. And when we performed CPR on her before the paramedics got there, her reserve valve kicked in, and a reserve valve only works for so long for children. And on July 10th, 2016, she had another heart attack that she was unable to come back from, and she passed away in the back of the ambulance.
You've had a lot of people, Chris, ask you what it's like to go through life with a child who has passed away, and you did the best you could to describe that the other day to people. The fact is there is a lot of grief, a lot of heartache, pain. I'm sure there's times when it's very dark without Haley. But at the same time, you and I both know that this show exists to recognize difference makers and to find that positive moment, find the light, and to try to encourage people. And as I mentioned from the very beginning, even with Haley's passing, there has been a very bright light that has shone through this tragedy.
There is. And the one thing that I've learned throughout the coming up on 5 years, this coming up Saturday, from actually a grieving dad himself, is it comes in waves. You have these moments where it's calm, you're living your life, you're having, you know, a good day. And then the memories come in, and those are what they call the different waves. And these waves will come at you and come at you and come at you. And the only thing you can do a lot of times is just sit and cry. And sometimes you wonder why. Sometimes you just think of all the good things. But through it all, eventually the waves do subside, just like they do in the ocean. And there are things out there that actually, you know, make me think about Haley, different songs or butterflies, red cardinals, you know, just different things. But through it all, we've met a lot of people who have actually gone through the same things we have. And we all just somehow just work together. And it was amazing, especially the different days, like her birthday, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, the different holidays. I'm going to go ahead and mention a very awesome group that's actually up in the Huntsville area. It's called the Alabama Chapter of Tears. And one of the ladies that's actually on there, her name is Jennifer West. Her and her friend Ruth actually run the Alabama Chapter of Tears. And for Father's Day, they sent me a card. And yesterday, they sent us a card saying, hey, you know, we know Saturday's coming up. Just know that you're in our thoughts and in our prayers. They suffered child loss also. So at first, when Haley passed, we thought we were alone. And come to find out, we were mistaken about that. You know, and 1 in 4 is a number that always pops in our head. And that's for infancy, you know, pregnancy and child loss. 1 in 4 babies do not make it. And, you know, Haley, for 2.5 years, was my reason for going, was my reason for just, you know, loving life. And then when that tragedy hit for Kathy and I, it really sunk us to a really hard rock bottom. But we had to pick ourselves back up some way. And the only way to do that is through the 3,000 pictures and the many videos we have of her. And we share just different things on Facebook every day that, you know, reminds us and reminds everybody, hey, no matter what you're going through, be like Haley. Even though she, you know, she's not here anymore, be like Haley. I mean, that's why we always try and keep her legacy and keep her memory alive.
You know, Chris, there are people out there right now who are just now going through the experience of losing a child. There are those right now who have yet to experience the loss of a child. It makes me think about Enrique Cortez Dubon, who was found in the ocean. His life was lost. His 6-year-old life was lost. Many people were searching. He went missing. And now the family's grieving. And what I don't want people to feel like is that they are alone, because when that first happens and you're in the midst of that pain, you do feel alone, and you don't yet realize that there are organizations, that there are foundations, that there are families who you can connect with to help you move forward. Now, does it change the fact that you've lost a child? No, it doesn't. Does it take away the pain? No, it doesn't. But I think to be able to connect with people who have an understanding of what that loss feels like can really help you to move forward.
It does. And my condolences to that family. It's like I said, it's something that you do not wish upon any family, upon any parent, is the loss of a child. If I could say anything to that family right now, it would be, my prayers go out to you. You are not alone. You have support. You have millions, thousands and millions of people who have suffered just like you have, and we are here for you. We are here to help you any way that we can. If you need to scream, you need to shout, you want to cry, you just want to talk, we are just a message or a phone call away. You know, like the Grahams Foundation actually reached out to us on Mother's Day for Kathy, reached out to Kathy. And on the Grahams Foundation page, they actually have a loss and remembrance page, which we had no idea about. And they actually messaged us on Mother's Day and told us we got one of Haley's pictures and put it on our website. So now Haley's picture is on the Grahams Foundation loss and remembrance page. And, you know, to the many families that are going out, that are out there that have suffered through this, or you're in the hospital and your child's laying there in the hospital, don't give up. Don't, you know, think, oh, this is it. Be Haley strong. That's all, you know, what we have for everybody is just be Haley strong.
Chris, what I want to do is take a quick break, but when we come back, I really do want to try to lay out some of the organizations that you've found out about since Haley's passing, and some of the groups, as you just mentioned, one that have been a part of you and Kathy's life to help you move forward. Okay.
Okay.
Folks, right now we're talking to Chris Lamphere, and we're talking about a precious little girl, Haley. And we use the hashtag Haley Strong. Chris has been very vocal when it comes to the loss that parents have gone through, losing their children. Caretakers have gone through this. And there are some things that Chris and Kathy have done in the community to try to help to keep Haley's legacy alive. I want to share some of those things when we come back. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I have on the line with me right now Chris Lamphier. I consider him a friend. We have had Chris on the show over the years that the Mark White Show has been in existence, and we have recognized his daughter, Haley. We have shared about the things that Chris and Kathy have done in their community to recognize their daughter, to keep her legacy alive. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Chris Lamphier.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
You have shared some amazing things with me through the show and then outside of the show that you all have done in honor of Haley, but there have been some things that you have done for other families, and it keeps Haley's legacy alive.
We'd like to keep her legacy alive, but at the same time, you know, it's all about giving back to the community and in a precious little girl's honor. And what we do is before we actually went to UAB and actually handed out gift cards to parents whose babies were in the NICU to let them know they're not alone, and to also give them a little bracelet, hashtag Haley Strong. We've had the Jacksonville State University football coach reach out to us and actually given them bracelets, and they dedicated their football season back in 2016 in honor of Haley. I actually coach a semi-pro football team, and this past year they actually wore hashtag Haley Strong bracelets every single game. But the one that we absolutely love is during either the anniversary of her passing or on her birthday, we go to Walmart or Publix. We actually know the local bakers here at Walmart and Publix. We walk up to them simply and say, hey, is there a one-year-old that is having a birthday coming up? If so, we would like to pay for their cake. So what we do is we get an index card, we pay for the cake, and we actually put a note on there describing what happened to Haley and let them use hashtag Haley Strong. And that has been so, so awesome and such a blessing to so many families. We actually receive a ton of messages from families about it. We actually receive messages from people that we do not know asking, hey, where can I get a bracelet from? I would love to wear one in honor of your little girl. So we actually have a bunch of bracelets at our house, the red hashtag Haley Strong ones. And we just love just going out in the community and just randomly handing them out to people and sharing Haley's story.
Chris, you mentioned the Tears Foundation and specifically the Alabama chapter, and they seek to compassionately lift a financial burden from families who have lost a child by providing funds to assist with the cost of burial, and they offer parents comprehensive bereavement care in the form of grief support groups and peer companions. What has been your experience with the Alabama chapter of the Tears Foundation?
Oh, man, the Alabama chapter of Tears Foundation is so awesome. Jennifer West and Ruth Myers do an awesome job with that foundation. Jennifer actually reaches out to us And during Christmas this past year, they had a tree up in Huntsville at one of the parks that they have every year. And they actually had Haley's name on the tree. They actually have the tree up there for the different babies that have passed on. And so Haley's name was on there. They actually send us, they sent us a card for Father's Day and then sent us a card this past week for her anniversary coming up of her passing. Jennifer is always reaching out to us, asking if we can do anything or anything that we need. I'm actually going to reach out to her and see if she wants any bracelets that she can hand out to families as well. Just a great organization, a great group of people, and, you know, just the support and the emotional support groups, the child, pregnancy, and infant loss groups that they have. They have little virtual meetings every third Tuesday of the month, and it's just amazing. I mean, they've really helped us so far also, as well as many other organizations out there.
As we talked about, Chris, resources are so important and critical to families moving forward. I do want to make sure that people know on the national level, they can go to thetearsfoundation.org and they can find out more about the Tears Foundation. And as you mentioned, the Alabama chapter, there are chapters across the country. So if a person's not in Alabama, they can find a chapter near them through thetearsfoundation.org. You also mentioned another group in the first segment that has been very helpful to your family as well.
The Grahams Foundation, yes. Grahams Foundation, when Haley passed, they found out and they actually sent us a packet with, you know, just different bereavement things to let you know, hey, you're in our prayers. And, you know, this past Mother's Day, they actually reached out to Kathy and put her picture on their, you know, loss and remembrance page. When Haley passed away, Mark, we had no idea about any of the support, any groups, nothing. We felt like, I said earlier, we felt like we were so alone in this. And the amount of support, the amount of groups, the amount of people that have reached out to us has been just so unbelievable. And it really helps you when you feel like you're at your lowest. And then people just reach out to you and say, hey, just a simple, you're in our thoughts. Hey, you're in our prayers. It means so much to a family, especially when they're going through something so tragic as this. And then when back in 2019, Kathy lost her mom. And then last year, Kathy lost her dad. So it really kind of everything just kind of kept coming back. But these groups were out there for Kathy and they supported her so much through her loss of her mother and father. And it's just been so unbelievable. And it helps us every day to realize, you know, one, we're not alone. And two, we're out here to try and help any families that we can.
Absolutely. And Chris, if you don't mind, would you spell out the foundation? It's kind of hard to tell over the phone, but if you'll spell it out for me, that way it's easy for people to find.
Grahams, G-R-A-H-A-M-S. Foundation, FOUNDATION. Just go to GrahamsFoundation.org. They have so many resources, so much information on there, and they will help you out tremendously.
As you mentioned, Chris, on Saturday, it marks 5 years since Haley passed away, and it's something that you and Kathy, of course, have to go through as a couple. It's something that you have to deal with as an individual, as a father, as a husband, and it's something she has to deal with as a wife and a mother. And just know, Chris, that whatever you go through, whatever pain you're feeling, know that there are people out there who care about you and your family, and that there are people who are always here for you. And as you talk about Haley Strong and you find that strength in Haley and in her memory, I want you to know that there are people all over who care about what you're going through, that you're not alone in your suffering. You may feel alone in that moment, but there are people that you can always reach out to. And I want other families to also know that you're here, that Kathy's here, that there are other families who know what this experience is like, and there are people that they can talk to as well.
Yes. If you ever need to talk, if you ever need someone to talk to, you can easily message us on Facebook, Chris and Kathy Lanphier. That's Chrisnchathy Lanphier, Lanphere. Or what a lot of families are doing, they actually go on the search tab on Facebook and look up hashtag Haley Strong, and they find us there too. And whatever you need a shoulder to cry on, you need to just yell, scream, talk, whatever you need to do, we are always here for you. And Mark, every time Saturday comes up, it just feels like that day just hits. And one thing that we love to do is, if we get a chance to this Saturday, we do this every year on her passing, we go to her favorite restaurant, which is Jefferson's in Oxford, and then we go up to Mount Cheehaw, and we release some balloons and just talk to her and tell her, hey, we love you. We wish you were still here. We always wonder what you would be doing right now. But just keep watching over us and keep watching over families, and just keep on being that sassy little girl that you always are.
And the reminder continues, no matter what you are going through in life, always Haley Strong. Chris, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to join me, and I appreciate you being able to share today about Haley and also about other organizations, groups that have helped you and Kathy moving forward.
Mark, it's always a pleasure to be on your show. I'm happy to be on your show anytime that you need me.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. If the Mark White Show is making a difference in your life, if you are encouraged by this show, I hope that you'll share it with your family, your neighbors, your friends. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And you can subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Haley Strong.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville. Huntsville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.